Good afternoon. You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg for the local news department. I'm Joe Vicnicki. This is Campus Connection. It's our call-in show, and you're welcome to call in with a question or comment at 772-3808. I'm joined in the studio today by school board members Megan Litster and Sarah Holmgren, as well as Superintendent Erica Klute-Painter. Thank you all for coming in today. And we have a busy agenda for tonight's school board meeting, including a bunch of personnel things, contracts and such. One of them is for support personnel for the school district. And that is that the last contract for a while that the board has to negotiate? You have taken care of business for contracts and such, Megan?
Yeah, that's the last one. They already did teachers, so... And then the other, like, more administrative staff is done. So this is the last one. I think there's just one. They have one more short discussion about it, and then we're going to be all done. So that'll be nice for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, three-year contract.
Mm-hmm. And does it give pay raises for those years or anything like that? Or what are the parts of the contract? Any changes or... highlights?
Can I talk about the details of that, or
you know, it's what they're approving tonight. They're approving it pending their ratification, and it's what is proposed is we're looking at the board was interested in also doing the same sort of incentive that we've done with the teachers and with the administrators and exempt staff because of the dollar figure that we have looking at this year with the unknown for the future. So looking at pretty minimal. Actual raises, you know, down the road for those mm-hmm. next 3 years. So really looking at more like 1% each year of those mm-hmm. Years. But that will be pending their final ratification. But I think we just wanted to get the board their approval of it pending that so that it could keep that ball rolling after their ratification, because they actually work with they have a representative that comes down from their organization to do the work. So it's a little more... It's not just local people, I guess, needing to get together for it. Mm-hmm. So this helps that along. And then once they ratify, which I believe they will at the end of this week, then it'll be good to go and we can move forward with that and move forward with the incentive and all those sorts of things and be done with that. So it was good. It was productive.
Yeah, it was really productive. I was part of the negotiating committee. It was a very positive experience. Went smoothly. I think we were both able to just kind of clean up some language and make it easier to read and understand for folks.
Mm-hmm. It was good focus, mm-hmm. a lot of discussion about supporting staff and providing training, mm-hmm. and that the aides and classified staff really want to be more involved in the planning for it. So I think that was some great discussion, and
right.
even as far as orienting new hires. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot more classified staff, a lot of turnover the last few years because people have retired and that sort of thing. So it's really brought up a lot of things like, oh, there's a lot of things people don't know, you know, mm-hmm. that they should know. So doing a better job of that, I think, was a lot of discussion there. So it was good, real positive.
Yeah, okay. I was impressed with the focus on supporting new folks. You know, of course, the people who are already there are already secure. They know things. You know, the people who come to that discussion, but they had a lot of interest in how to recruit and keep good people in the school. So it was great.
Yeah.
Okay. And as part of another vote tonight is signing incentive of 3% before the end of the year. This is something you've done with the other employees in the district already. So,
mm-hmm.
all right. And let's see, this group of support personnel, is it, I was looking back through old notes, is about 30, 35 people or something like that. Does that sound right? Or
yes, because it's paraprofessionals, the aides, and the custodial staff, secretaries are in that group.
Food service.
I think that's it. Is that right?
Yeah, and then some other like department support. So,
oh, right. Yes.
Like some in the district office, some mm-hmm. in maintenance and technology.
Yep. That's right.
Pretty much everyone who isn't represented by the teachers association or the exempt staff.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Also on tonight's agenda, some possible new offerings in the high school for courses. One of them would be a shop light course. It looks like kind of a survey course for people interested in taking some shop and not knowing which specific direction they want to go in, woodworking, automotive. Erica, do you know more about that?
Or? Yeah, Mr. Owens has been talking with Mr. Dormer about this a bit this year, but just, you know, I think sometimes people or kids, and this is actually through some survey work that he did with students to find out what kinds of things they might be interested in, or also what kinds of things maybe make them not want to take a shop class, you know, because they think, well, you know, I'm not out working on my car all the time, or whatever they might have a preconceived idea about it. But there's a lot more to the courses that are going on out there. There's a lot more technical work than there used to be. There's a lot, you know, computer-aided work. There's kind of a 3D imaging component now, and there's a lot out there. But then there's also sort of those things that could be really helpful that maybe people wouldn't necessarily know how to do, changing tires, understanding how carburetors work, changing oil, that sort of thing. So we've actually had a lot of adults that have looked at it and said they'd like to take the class. We told them they could, you know, come up and audit it or something.
The lines are kind of blurring between shop and technology.
They are, and actually even art now, too. That's become a bigger focus with the 3D printing capabilities. Also, we are looking potentially, if the board approves the revision tonight, looking at, I think you guys did a little bit of a story with Mr. Owens about the laser engraver and talking with Casey Evans and that project. There's some really pretty incredible capabilities of things that our kids could do here, and even some possible revenue sources without competing, of course, with local places. But it's pretty exciting. So anyway, trying to get maybe more of the kids that might not be sure about it just to come try it and check it out and see what it's all about, and maybe find a niche there that they didn't know.
And the other is a course, an elective on social studies, Vietnam War era.
Mm-hmm.
And is that something that's been taught as part of a larger course in the past? This would specifically break it out.
It has been, and Mr. Engel proposed this course, and it is an elective, and so we need to offer a certain number of electives. And this, you know, there have been a lot of different ones over the years: world culture, some different geography courses, and that sort of thing. This is just one that he's been taking some coursework himself, and felt like this was a pretty important era for young people to really understand. And so he proposed that course, and he'd like to have that in there for option for kids next year.
Possibility to bring in locals who experience the era, too.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So board members will be voting on that tonight. Any like those offerings as possibilities? Sarah, let's get you to talk. You haven't heard anything yet.
No, I think it'd be great. I think is also we've got our next, you know, back when we were all in school, we were pretty close to that era, so we were more aware of it. And I think as each generation goes on, the importance of understanding that particular era and interrelation of why governments do things or don't do nowadays. And I think it's always good to have a few of those electives that are specific, because I'm sure they can only spend so much time on it. So I'm glad, you know, whether it's something that stays in the curriculum for years or it's in for the next 5 years and something else comes through, you know. But plus, I love the idea of the shop one. I think that would have appealed to me also in high school, because I was intimidated by that room. Mm-hmm. I never did anything over there. And I think there are also kids that are, you know, that are the same way. They don't have that exposure, and this would be a more of a toe-dipping way to do it.
Yeah, and I love the idea of just reaching more kids, more opportunities, and that's one of the things that makes our school district special and one of the best, because we have had this amazing opportunity to have offer these types of things, to have staff that are passionate about it and can, you know, reach all kinds of kids. And so it's exciting. I'm excited to hear more about them tonight also.
Okay. Also tonight, a spring budget revision. Is this still a pretty big moving target to what the district expects to be spending this year? Or Erica?
Well, it is, and, you know, it's interesting because even just today I get these bulletins, you know, and I know the board receives them as well, and we all kind of pass them back and forth and, you know, sending our letters and emails and making phone calls and doing all those things. But, yeah, it is still, you know, even this week, no education bills on the agenda this week. Really no, it's like chirping this week now. I have no idea why. So, I mean, it's almost mid-May. It's just, it's incredible to me. But it's still, there's really no final decisions on things other than we're moving forward with, you know, the best that we can, proposing to move forward in June with as much of a fund balance as we can so that we can offset whatever is to come.
Right.
And the board has directed that, you know, is comfortable and would like to see that happen as much as possible. Most of the revision tonight really deals with a lot of potentially a lot of things in capital projects and maintenance projects, because that is another area that's very unknown. You know, they've kind of taken the capital projects off the state agenda there, and there's really no end in sight for when that might come back. So as much as possible, we're trying to, you know, any type of energy savings that we're seeing, any oil savings, any of those things, putting it into those capital line items to prepare. Yeah.
And the board just made a couple decisions about that in a special meeting, new boiler replacement and that kind of thing a couple weeks ago, I think it was.
Yeah, and we can, the Alaska statutes dictate how much money we can save. So when we're moving into each fiscal year, we have a certain amount that we can save and carry over. And whatever, we're trying to be just really mindful of that this year, and what can be funded now, what projects can we get done while we know we have a little bit of savings, because we don't know at all what will happen in the future. So, and because we've tried to be really conservative in years past, and especially this year, you know, things, we came out with a stranger, larger surplus than normal. So we're able to get some of those things funded. So, you know, when people hear us talking about, you know, budget cuts, budget revision, and being conservative, yet they see we are approving some things right now, it's because we had that little bit of surplus, and we're trying to be mindful that we may not have it in the future. So we're getting done what we can now, knowing that it's likely to not happen next year or the following year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we need to remember, too, that this conservatism pretty much started, you know, 6 years, 7 years ago, and we've been mindful for many years in a row.
Exactly.
And have been careful with how we've spent money. And so then now the opportunity of having the chunks of money in capital improvements to take care of things that we were kind of waiting to see if the state was going to help us, and now it seems pretty clear that they're not going to. So especially with the boiler, this is an opportunity that if we take that money out of capital and spend it on that, then we can at least reduce our expenses in the future, so that some of that money might be able to be used for keeping a teacher or keeping a couple of aides when the state really does come down and say, sorry, we're taking this money from you and we're not going to give you as much, which we may or may not happen, but I think it's a reality that we need to face.
And plan for the worst, hope for the best. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. You have a couple other votes to take, sale and disposal of books and some other equipment, and a couple of policies that look like the kind of regular updating that happens through the School Board Association.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those just really have to do with some of the wording that's because of the No Child Left Behind, you know, being repealed and looking towards the future. So those two. And then food service is what we're already doing. This has to do with some certification for them. So.
And Sarah has to run off, but we will talk a couple more minutes. Social studies curriculum, is that district-wide that the board will be reviewing tonight?
So. That is district-wide. The committee's actually been working last year and into this year, and that Mr. Engel, Ms. Evans, Mr. Schwartz, Ms. Stahlberg, and really all the elementary teachers, K-5, have been working on that curriculum to align and really figure out maybe there's some areas of overlap or some areas that, you know, maybe are being taught several times while other areas are being missed. So there were some holes and some things there, so they all feel good about what they're presenting tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. One item that is not on the agenda tonight, I wanted to ask if it was coming up anytime soon. The Petersburg Pilot had reported a while back about the dress code issues, some students circulating petition about leggings in school. Mm-hmm. What's the latest on that? Is the board going to be looking at that anytime soon, or is our staffers taking a look at the students' concerns with what they're allowed to wear and not wear?
Yep. Mr. Dormer has had a meeting with the group, specific group that's been interested in this, and I believe they're putting together a kind of a work group on it, probably some students, maybe a business person or a parent or two, Mr. Dormer has actually received a lot of feedback about the issue, which is great. He's heard from a lot of the kids, too. It's not necessarily a board issue, per se, at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's how I think the board has felt about it as well. Just the policy itself isn't necessarily what the board policy isn't necessarily what's being looked at. It's more the application of it within the handbook. And it did get a lot of discussion. It's probably been 9 or 10 years ago, maybe even longer now. There was a fair amount of discussion reworking of it, and there was a lot of feedback that was garnered during that time. So I don't think the conversation is a bad conversation to be having, and that's really how Mr. Dormer's approaching it as well. It's like they came forward and, let's pull it out and look at it and read through it and find out what kinds of things we might want to look at. And that'll be done this spring, and so any changes to that would be coming into effect, for the fall, for the new school year. And then the board would see that in June.
Yeah, and if those work groups result in any new recommendation to policy, the policy committee, we've been working on scheduling regular monthly meetings, so that would be something we would welcome into a policy committee meeting, look at proposals and see if there's something that could move forward. And I think... if it's been 10 years, it's a reasonable amount of time to say, okay, times change. Could there be some modification? Probably so, but I'm excited to hear that kids are going to work with some adults and maybe work something up that everybody thinks is reasonable. And sometimes getting into the nitty-gritty of, actually considering...
why it's there, how it came to be.
Why is it there, Yeah, and sometimes it's good to question... and then we realize, oh, there has to be some way to word it. What's the best way to go about that? So
yeah.
I'm glad they're going to look at it. It's good when kids are passionate about things. And I'm on the policy committee too, so if it gets to us, great. We'll have a look and see what happens. And if it can just be in the handbook and it's taken care of in that fashion, then that's great too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think we've covered the major decisions tonight. We're coming down kind of to the end of the school year for students anyway. Graduation's coming up. What is that on the 31st?
31st.
Mm-hmm. And the board has to actually take a vote to participate in that or something like that.
Yep.
Official vote. But
have a little discussion there about what that's going to look like.
Yeah. What other important dates are coming up that we should let people know about?
Well, one thing I guess I could mention, too, and I think Megan and them have received some information about it. I sent it to them. But the high school has been, Mr. Dormer and Ms. Etcher and I have been working with Dave Berg and Kirsten Susort and EMTs and fire volunteers and all that. They're putting together a mock car crash drill to present, kind of go through what it really might look like, actually having kids involved in it and adults around and what that looks like, talking about some different dangers that kids and people face, texting and driving and, of course, using substances and then getting in a car, all those kinds of things. So doing kind of the crash, the drill, and then having presentations and discussion and follow-up debriefing after with EMT volunteers and fire department volunteers and mental health people. So I think that's coming up on Thursday. That's for 8th through 12th grade students. And if parents out there have any questions or concerns about that or aren't sure, they can contact the high school, and there's kind of an overview. We're trying not to give all the information to the kids, per se, necessarily the details. But if parents want to look at that or have questions or they want to view, any of the video clips or that sort of thing that's going to be shared with the kids, they're welcome to contact the high school and see that information. Yeah. So okay. I think it's an important drill. It's been 5 or 6 years, I think, since the last time they did this, and it was pretty powerful for kids and adults.
Yeah. I know other school districts and other schools do it, and it's easy to get in your world and forget how serious something like that can be if you haven't experienced it firsthand. So
yeah.
So. It's great to see the community, also the different agencies coming together, and I love when
they approached us about it. So
collaborate and and do something to educate the kids.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think it was it's important.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Anything else important we missed from tonight's agenda? A new math teacher for the high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excited about that.
And that's an additional person, not someone who's filling.
She is replacing Miss Lindley. Okay. Yes, she's coming in to replace Miss Lindley this year. She's also coming from Metlakatla, where Rowan Barraza is coming from also. Okay. So just kind of an interesting pipeline of people right now, I guess. But the committee was very excited about her as well. So she has some great experience and background too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Did we miss anything important?
Covered
pretty well. It's remember.
I think we got all the dates.
It is in the high school, middle school library, which is called the Viking Library.
And also, I guess we could say 6:15 tonight is student recognition, is a huge one for. Okay. I mean, it is basketball,
all the winter sports,
cheerleading, spelling bees.
Yeah.
There's probably 50 or 60 kids. It's a huge one. So 6:15 in the commons. At the high school.
That's good. Yeah. A little more space in the comments there for it. Okay.
It'd be a great, great way to end the year.
Yes, it is. And it's great to recognize all their hard work and
lots of kids.
Yeah. And just lots of great successes this year with kids. So it's fun.
Cool. And the meeting itself is at 7:00. Hopefully we'll have it on the air here.
I know.
We had some internet issues last time around, but hopefully we've got them resolved and it will be broadcast. You can hear it live here on KFSK. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we have Street Beat Music. Ross Nanook III is on.